You know, it's hard to turn on a TV in the United States without seeing people cooking. Well, in South Korea, the big food fad is watching strangers eating. Viewers are glued to live streams of other Koreans binge eating. It is such a craze that the people consuming the calories have become celebrities. NPR Seoul correspondent Elise Hu reports.
It's dinner time in Seoul, and we're outside a subway stop waiting for Rachel An, who goes by A-Bong-E. She's kind of a big deal in the world of mukbang, which translates to eating broadcasts. My interpreter spots her first.
Oh, I think that's her, in the red and the mask.
안녕하세요. 만나뵙게 돼서 너무 좋아요.
네, 감사합니다.
You're a big star.
알아들으셨어요?
네네네.
네. She understood.
She wears a mask because fans in the neighborhood might spot her, and there's no time for that. With less than an hour to go before her nightly 9 p.m. broadcast, A-Bong-E must get inside and prepare.
네, 여기 중국 사동.
중국 사동이요?
네.
She orders enough takeout to feed a family of six. Tonight, it's spicy noodles, spicy shrimp, steamed dumplings, fried dumplings, and another platter of even spicier noodles. By 9, the food's in place, the lights and microphone hot. About 200 of her fans are already chatting in a box next to her video stream. As she begins tearing into her food, the number of viewers swells above 1,000. That slurping is a specialty. Audiences like it when mukbang stars stuff their faces ferociously while responding to streams of live feedback. They'll watch and chat for hours. And this fad hasn't just made A-Bong-E a brand. It makes her a living.
전업이 아니라 처음에는 거의 없었어요.
In the beginning, I earned nearly nothing. And it started out really small, but now I'm earning more than my salary at my actual job.
For eating lots and eating loudly, the audience rewards mukbangers with virtual balloons that can be converted into cash. Tonight, in the first half hour of her three-hour netcast, A-Bong-E collects what's equal to $200. By midnight, she nearly completes all her food. Thanks to her copious consumption, she and other prolific Korean eaters now have fan clubs. No one's more surprised by this than the tech company supporting this trend, Africa TV. It provides the platform these mukbang stars use to stream and the cash converter that gets them paid. Africa TV's Han Ye-sol says at dinner time hours, 45,000 Korean viewers watch mukbang at the same time, a threefold growth since this emerged in 2013. The top-ranked stars make as much as $10,000 a month, and that's not counting sponsorships from food and drink brands. But what's compelling so many Koreans to tune in?
왜 이런 현상들이 있을까라고 이제 추측.
Africa's Han suspects the growth of Koreans living alone gives mukbang a boost, since there's a sense of community and coming together at a dinner table, even if it's only virtually.
우리는.
A-Bong-E, who boasts a majority of female fans, says it's about eating vicariously.
제일 많이 보시는 층이
viewers watch who watch my mukbang are on a diet. And you call this a sort of gratification through others?
Eating is one activity that is strongly identified as natural and spontaneous.
Kyung Kim is a professor of East Asian Studies at the University of California, Irvine. He thinks the audience hunger for mukbang is a yearning for something besides connection. It's a desire for something real.
You think about K-pop or K-drama, they're very artificial. They're all about makeup and plastic surgeries. And a lot of people find this, you know, mukbang to be the exactly opposite of all of the things right now Korean popular culture really stands for.
You could argue whether eating two extra large pizzas in one sitting or six platters of Chinese food is really natural. But Korean viewers, they can't look away. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.